This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, that is quite the introduction.
Hey, I mean, anything for the queen, right?
I love it.
The queen is in the building. Let me tell you something. I don't come down here. Okay, the carpet in this building is older than my grandmother. I don't come down
that
here.
That is a fact.
I don't come down here because I have to wear shoes that I have to burn later. So I came down here because Dave Harrigan told me that you were going to be here.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome. And you know, when I'm done, I'm going to go over to the club. I don't know if you knew I was a member of the Minneapolis club.
Well, rumor has it.
Yeah. And so I'm going to go over there, have me a tuna Nicosi salad and my signature cocktail, the Shaletta, which is Grey Duck vodka, pineapple, and ginger beer.
A tuna what salad?
I keep forgetting how to say it, Dave. What is it? It's tuna.
I have no idea.
It's fancy tuna salad, but I'm
not
saying
rich
it wrong.
To know.
And they don't tell me, and they just laugh at me later. It's niçoise. It's tuna niçoise. I'm in there like, can I have a tuna?
So that's not like a star-kissed tuna out of the package.
No, baby.
This
tuna swims up to the Minneapolis club and jumps
like
in the
gently
pan.
Gently seared, sliced, sort of laid out. Dressing, drizzled.
And you know they feed you over there on Fridays. You just sit there and they put the food in your mouth.
I don't know because I've never
been
in there.
I've parked
in front of there before.
Oh, don't park too close now. We don't have to tow you.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, you have to be a
member. That's been done.
You know, now that you brought up the towing thing, I've been going out and looking out the window every 10 minutes or so.
No, you're good until 4.
Yeah, they changed the law on the street though out there, I'm told. Yes.
Okay, well,
so
watch yourself.
You couldn't park at 2nd and 7th, I believe it is. And I was filling in for DeRusha a couple months ago. Got done about 6:05, was feeling really good about the production. Walked outside, car gone.
Oh.
Got a little trip to the old impound lot.
Oh.
Well, that is a really fun place.
And you know, it's easy to get caught up in here because we're talking, we're having fun. It happened to me once and I called my ex-husband and I said, hey, somebody stole a van. He was like, you have a 9-seater mom van.
Nobody
with multiple dents in it. It is 11 years old. It's at the impound lot. Nobody wants to rob a bank in the mom van.
Right.
You're good.
I don't know. If I was going to steal, that might be the thing I'd steal because it would be less suspicious.
Less suspicious. And, you know, I tell you what, those Toyotas, they made to last.
Oh, yeah. It'll go forever.
Those Hondas, they made to last. Yep. I got the Honda Odyssey at the house, the 9-seater.
Yep.
And I'm here to tell you, it is 11 years old, and the only thing I've been doing is changing the oil.
They'll go forever.
Go forever.
So how was your experience at the impound lot? If it was like mine, it was magical. Sit there. Get wait in line for 20 minutes, pay, and then wait in line for at least – then they put you in a holding cell.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to get to the holding
cell.
Well,
you go to the holding cell,
yeah.
And then you sit in the holding cell, and then a shuttle comes, and I say
the shuttle. Yeah.
I use
very
loosely.
Use that term loosely,
It's like some not – another car from the impound lot. it's like they
took my mom van and turned it into a shuttle.
It's kind of what it seems like. And then that dude takes you out and about, and – And that was an interesting conversation with all of us together. We were all
yeah. I was gonna say because you on a shuttle with a bunch of people who all just got their car towed. But you know me, I'm not playing about these germs. And so I told the shuttle driver, I said, listen, I'm not riding on this roach coach with anybody else except you.
Yeah.
So when I get on the shuttle, I'm not gonna breathe air with the rest of these people. So I had to get on the shuttle by myself.
You wouldn't have liked the ride that I was on because there was a dude on there who had clearly like just gotten out of the hospital. And he still had
his band and stuff on. Like, you could tell he was hospitally.
I think he had like a piece of medical equipment on him.
He was real hospitally.
Yeah. We hopped in the rig together.
I came down here. Had you told me that?
A couple weeks or a couple months ago.
It don't matter. It don't matter. You might still have something on you. I'm turning my head right now.
I definitely could. Well, Shaletta, you've got, first of all, I want to get you walked in here with an Emmy.
I'm not bragging. I don't like to brag. You know, I'm very.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But we can talk more about that in a second. But I did want to ask you. So do you have a lad that just went off to college?
I do. Why is he going to make me talk about this? Why?
We did this last year. I get it. That's why I was curious.
Okay. Why you didn't call me and give me some kind of heads up?
It sucks, doesn't it?
It is exciting. It is sad. It is frightening. And you're celebrating all at the same time.
Yes.
And I'm going through menopause. And so that's a lot to put on my crazy pills. My crazy pills are like, hey, girl, double us up. Because I watched that boy drive off and I was screaming and I posted the video on social media, 400 and some thousand hits.
No.
400 and some thousand hits. But I tell you, it hit my heart. It hit my heart that my child is gone. And Dave, you'll appreciate this. I didn't realize until after he left all the chores he did. Like, this boy did the dishes. He shoveled the snow.
Yeah.
He did the yard.
Leaves
he took
a void.
Out the trash. You know, he looked after his younger siblings if I had a meeting or an interview or, you know, a podcast to do. And so I'm looking around at the little kids like, go get your brother. What are you looking up in my face for? I'm hungry. Go find Andrew. And they're like, Andrew's not here. And I'm like, next man up.
Hey, that's what you got to do.
Next man up.
So you dragging him home every weekend just for chores then?
Well, I was going to, and the Lord had to talk me down. Y'all will appreciate this. So Saturday, my friend Marsha's coming to babysit the kids, and we're going to go to my friend Quentin Lester. He's opening a dental practice, the Hilltop Dental in East Side in Maplewood, I think. And so they're having an open house. It opens on the 9th. So I'm going to go there and celebrate him. So I got a babysitter.
Yeah,
right?
Good.
And so I said, well, you know what? I'm going to just dip in there, say hi, and then head up to St. Cloud and surprise Andrew.
Is he at St. Cloud State?
Yes, he's at St. Cloud State. Dave's laughing. And so I thought that was a great idea. So then I was praying this morning.
Until
and
you
the
ran
Lord
by
said,
your son.
The Lord said, no, I was going to surprise him. I wasn't going to tell him. I was just going to pop up on him because I'm a pop-up kind of chick. And then the Lord said, leave that boy alone.
Yeah.
Don't bother him.
It's tough.
So it is because you want to check on him. You know, you don't know what he's doing, what he's eating, if he's bathing, if he's got deodorant on, if he's brushed his teeth. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to just put a camera in his room. I figured it out. I don't have to leave. Yes, it's too expensive. I'll put the baby monitor in the oldest baby's dorm room, and then that way I don't know. Y'all are looking at me like, no, that's a bad idea.
You just might not want to know.
We are news people. One thing you don't tell news people is you don't want to know. We want to know everything.
I think that's the hardest. That's the hardest thing. And letting go. And does he have Life 360 on his phone?
He does have Life 360 on his phone.
By the way, they all know how to override that if they want to.
Oh, yeah, because it hadn't been on Jorgensen Avenue for weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you are at St. Cloud State University. Yeah. Why is this saying Jorgensen Avenue? You are not here.
Right. Because that was our biggest problem. I won't say problem, but we try to leave him alone. He'll reach out to us. I'll send a text. Just kind of check in.
Okay, but see, this the part that's making me mad. When you send a text to check in, how long does it take for them to respond?
Who knows, right?
I feel like I'm in a relationship with my high school crush, and he doesn't really want me.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I should read you the text between
me. Oh, my God. I sent him like 8 texts, y'all, and he sends back K. Not even okay. Just K. I'm like, I just sent you some life-changing information and share with you my true feelings and, you know, some, and K. K is what I got.
Our son's pretty good about giving pretty heartfelt answers. Our daughter, who's a senior this year, she's just opposite. I'll be like, honey, I'm so proud of you. You've worked so hard. Like, I'm just so, this is the start of your senior year. Like, this is just so great. I just want to let you know how proud. And I think the next morning I got a text.
What else?
And it was like, thumbs up.
I'm like, see, I just cut my chest open
and pour my heart out.
Right, you over there crying, phone all wet.
I was like, I love you so much, and I'm just so proud of you.
Okay.
Ding.
Thumbs up. So we're going to write a book together, you and I. Let's write a book. You know how they have that book, What to Expect When Expecting, for all the moms and dads who are having a baby for the first time? What to expect when your child goes off to college?
It's
we each get a chapter. We each get a chapter, and we can talk to these parents, because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
It's hard to parent an adult child. This is brand new. It's like all of a sudden one day the child that you have been caring for 18 years just walks out of your house, walks out of your life, and starts their own life. That's hard for a very controlling parent. That's very hard.
It's super hard. And I know parents who are like, I can't wait for them to go, and like, you know, like, I finally get some freedom. And I guess I'm not that parent. Like,
I'm not either.
I remember I went into his bedroom and like just sat on his bed. I was sitting there looking around. I was like, where's Buddy? Like, you know, they're there for every 18 years of your life. And you're just like, and then they're not there anymore. It's weird.
It's very, very weird. You'll get there, Dave. You'll get there.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
It seems like forever for you, but it's.
It'll be that
closer than you think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the oldest one is already nearing the halfway point, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's 7 going on 8. Big kid now.
Lots of big things.
Mm-hmm.
It happened so fast.
Yeah.
I used to be so annoyed when people would say that to me. When you're in the throes of, like, when the kids
are toddlers.
You don't want to
hear that. You don't want to hear that.
They're like, oh, cherish every moment. And you're like, oh, my God.
You know what I tell people? The years go by fast, but those days are long.
Yeah.
The days are really long.
Sharing it earlier this week, my wife was home on Labor Day while I was here working, and she had, you know, one last day with the girls, right? One last day before school starts, and she was making all these plans. We're going to go to a park. Maybe we'll go to the zoo. Maybe we'll go to this, that, this. Well, I left around 9:30, 10 o'clock, just about the time that the neighbors across the street were going outside to play. That's pretty much the last my wife saw our daughters all day. Until they stopped back once to grab lunch, which they wouldn't even eat.
Eating, peeing, and getting something to drink.
They wouldn't even eat at home. They just said, we'll just put it in a box and go, because we gotta go to that, and we gotta go to another.
Yeah.
And, you know, 7 and 4. And my wife said, she's like, spent the whole day sitting on her, doing some stuff on her laptop on the front lawn, just hoping they'd ride their bikes by. Just
so they could
wave.
It doesn't get any, it's no different. I've got a senior in high school, and I feel that way. The other day, everyone was out of the house, and I saw her for 2 seconds, and she's gone. And I was like your wife sitting there waiting for is somebody going to
– anybody going to kiss dad? Anybody going to hug mom?
Anyone?
Okay. Nobody?
Mm-hmm. Shaletta, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this beautiful –
that's all I'm here to talk about.
This beautiful golden lady you have sitting in front of you.
Hi, Emmy. Hi.
All right. We'll do that. You're listening to WCCO News Talk 830.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you guys are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Shaletta's here hanging out, doing a little dance over there. I appreciate you coming in and not being on the phone.
I know. It's just a different vibe. It's a different feel.
For sure.
Plus, you know, my Emmy was in the house and she was like, you know, I've been in the house for 2 days. I want to get out. I want to meet some people. And so I strapped my Emmy in the front seat of the nine-seater. And, you know, we made the trip from Cottage Grove. We stamped our passport when we crossed the Mississippi, came on into downtown Minneapolis. So me and my Emmy, we went on the walk. You know, she had to go, so she peed on the tree outside like a puppy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I brought her in here. I'm not trying to rub it in anybody's face or show out or anything.
No.
It was the Emmy. The Emmy wanted to be out.
Yeah,
in
she
community.
Wants to be seen. What
she wants
does
to
she
be
do?
Seen. Right.
What good does she do otherwise?
She do on the shelf.
So tell us about the Emmy.
So amazing. You know, I have this little production company. It's called ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Yep.
And, you know, it promotes and does production for companies that want to market and broadcast to communities of color. And so one of the things we do a lot and that I'm known for is community service. You know, Black entrepreneurs day at the Capitol, spread locks, spread love with locks, you know, food for folks, Christmas toys, whatever, giving away children's books, helping families with autism. And so for Black entrepreneurs day at the Capitol, that's our signature event every year in February. 200, 300, 400, 500 business owners come to the state Capitol and lobby legislators for initiatives and programs and services to help our businesses go from just surviving to thriving.
Yep.
Right. And so we broadcast it every year on my YouTube channel. We stream it live. But this year, Care 11 streamed it.
Oh, okay.
Through a partnership that I had with them. And so when they start putting their Emmy stuff together, I said, well, hell, I got a little something I did. I did Black Entrepreneurs Day. I got some video. Let me see if I can't enter it to win several awards. And so one of the awards was the Governor's Award, where the Board of Governors for the Midwest Regional Emmy Association, they pick one thing, one community event that happened that was broadcast, and they give it this prestigious award. And only one broadcaster gets picked every year for the Governor's Award. And that's not voted on or judged. That's not something you win. This is selected.
Yeah.
And so even on their website, they say prestigious. So anyway, I was up against the big dogs, Care 11, Fox 9, y'all over at KSTP, you know, Hubbard High, my alma mater, HU. Okay. So I won.
That's
and so
awesome.
They called me on Wednesday to say that ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com presents Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, won the prestigious Governor's Award.
So I think the rest of the Emmy nominations just
came out today.
Yeah.
Right. And I have five more nominations.
Well, yeah, you do.
Well, yeah, I do. Because Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol is nominated for Community Award, Community Service, Long Form Content. Right. Also, Short Form Content. Right. And then my friend Kevin Berger, you know Kevin Berger,
longtime
Minnesota broadcaster.
Yeah.
She's won every award in the world. She said, Shaletta, you know, you've done some really funny stuff online, and the Emmys are now allowing, you know, online content.
Oh,
and
they
you
are.
Do,
okay.
You do a lot of funny stuff on Almanac whenever you're on with Jana Shortle, and I'm on Minnesota Live, all this funny stuff. Why don't you enter some of that? And so she helped me kind of go through the treasure trove of things that I've done. And I nominated some of my Almanac pieces from TPT on Friday night when I do the monologues. And then I nominated the video clip of me teaching Jana Shortle how to say bring your ass. Because, you know, you white people were saying it with three syllables when it's really only two.
Yeah. Well, not always. People.
Well,
some of us know how to say it.
You don't count, though. You kind of cool.
I played basketball in college.
Right. You got a little tan. You got your little tats. You know. I mean, you know, you got the slick back hair. I mean, you know, you know. So that was really funny. So I entered that. So in the comedy category, I'm nominated twice.
Look at you.
So the Almanac. So the only competition I have is myself. So. So
you're going to the Emmys.
I'm going to the Emmys, baby. So it's my segment with Jana Shortle and my Almanacs are nominated for short form entertainment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you're guaranteed a win.
I got one.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I get that night, and I get to make a speech, and I get to produce a video. It's a big deal.
It's a very
big deal.
And
so the fact that, you know, black women broadcasters are being highlighted, it's going to be so much black girl magic in that room because Georgia Fort, you know, who owns the Black Press here in Minnesota, yep. She's nominated for several awards as well. Alexis Rogers over at Care 11 is nominated for some awards. And so, you know, there's been a time in the Emmys history that it's been really white man exclusive.
Sure.
You know, like, I love Boyd Hooper, but he ain't the only one doing stuff out here.
That's a fact.
It's a fact. And so to have me there in Georgia and Alexis and so many other African-American women winning trophies and being nominated, it really says a lot about the progress that has happened and has been made in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had no idea that you were up for all the other ones, too. I haven't read the list.
I've
seen some emails going around.
Are you not following me on social media? I've only seen
I saw the governor's award, but okay. I did not see the others.
The other stuff. Okay, I'm going to need you to, in the next commercial
I'm following
break,
you. Of course I'm going to
need you to go
media.
On my social media timelines and retweet and repost everything.
Okay.
Because I did, you know, spend $85 worth of gas, punch my passport to get here to say hello to you.
You know, that is true. I do owe you that.
You do that.
I should probably, do the same for some of my Channel 5 colleagues who are up. News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy Friday, friends. Hope you're getting ready to ease into the weekend. Got fun plans. Prep Friday, prep football tonight on a Friday. These showers that are going on right now should be gone by then. Going to be crisp this weekend. A little more feeling like fall out there. In fact, I heard Ari say in his news report a short time ago that some people might even be turning their furnaces on. Northern Minnesota, maybe. I'm going to wait. I'm not turning the old, that ain't happening for as long as possible. In fact, I'm guessing the air conditioning is still on in my house.
It's a point of pride for a lot of Minnesotans, which is a little silly, but it's nobody needs it.
For sure is.
And nobody needs it yet.
And I need to turn the air off. I'm a person of privilege. I do have air conditioning. Apologize for that, for those of you who don't. The allergies are terrible right now, so I'm running the air conditioning. Sorry.
Wow, you're soft, what are you telling me?
The ragweed
allergies.
Awful. Hey, listen, allergies are a real thing.
They are. No, I'm very lucky we are not an allergy house.
I love
the windows open.
I never used to be a seasonal allergy, hay fever type. And then at some point in my 30s, it just happened. And it sucks.
Ugh.
And I think one of my two kids has it too. He doesn't know what it is yet. Because that's the thing with the allergies, unless it's you don't always have the watery eyes, you get the headache and you're like, what the heck's going on? And then take a look at the old allergy count and the ragweed's off the charts right now. And the only thing that'll kill it, the only thing that will make it go away is the crippling frost. And I'm not ready for that yet.
No, and we're getting back into the 80s next week.
Yes,
so you're going to have to wait a little while.
Yeah, it's going to be like mid-80s next week. So enjoy the couple days of cool weather. I'm happy because it's going to be good football weather, which is really the most important thing this time of year. The most important thing happening tonight in Dinky Town. It's actually happening in about 20 minutes. I don't know if you've got this is marked on your calendar, but the Public Safety Center is going to be opening.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. at the former Kitty Cat Club. Did you go to U of M?
I did.
Tell me about the Kitty Cat.
I never made it inside the Kitty Cat. I made it upstairs to Annie's Parlor quite a few times.
Yeah, and that's reopened, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's been open now for a little while.
Yep.
Do need to get over there. You would hear music going on in the Kitty Cat Club,
sure,
like that. But I was never feeling cool enough, I guess, to walk in.
No, you weren't feeling it?
No.
It was just a regular bar?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't like a, it was a strip bar, wasn't
no,
it?
No, 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 no.
Okay.
No,
because I don't know. I didn't go to the U of M.
No, I think it was just kind of a hangout spot for the college kids.
Gotcha. Where did you hang out when you were in Dinkytown back
my
in the
dorm
day?
Dorm room by myself.
Yeah, you didn't go out.
I don't have friends.
Come on. The whole time?
I had a couple.
You never went to Dinkytown?
Blarney.
Okay.
Made a couple stops
there
at Blarney.
Here we go.
Yeah,
let's
you'd go there. But I was more of a kind of the other side of campus guy. So Sally's, a lot of Sally's.
Yeah.
And then they tore down Sally's and made the new Sally's. And now all of us that went to school in my era or before are still angry about the fact that they tore down old Sally's put in new Sally's. Because it's not the same.
Of course it's not the same. It's a nostalgia thing. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely get it. Well,
got that off my chest.
Good. Feel better?
No. It's still not the same.
It's still not the same. Dang it. So the Old Kitty Cat Club is going to be a public safety center. And this is the answer for the crime problems that have been going on in Dinkytown. Well-documented crime problems, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, there's big robbery spree that had happened. A number of people over. Let me double check that because I don't want to say the wrong. There've been all kinds of the fireworks things that people have seen.
Sure,
the people running around and insanely shooting fireworks at each other. All kinds of arrests that have gone on there. It's been very well documented. I can't find the stinking article in front of me right now. About what it was that happened a couple weeks ago, but it doesn't matter. It's very well documented that the crime problem has been going on in Dinkytown. And so the solution is this public safety center, which will have educational. This is the part about it that I'm not buying. I'm sorry. There's going to be more police there. There will be police in that office and around there. And I know not everybody wants to hear that, but I don't know how you get things under control in this area unless you've got more police around. I'm sorry.
Yeah, visibility helps quite a bit.
It does. And it scares people off who shouldn't be doing things. And
it also just makes people who are there for the right reasons
feel more comfortable.
And feel
more comfortable.
Able to be out. And you get more people. And what do you get?
Right.
Safety.
Right.
When there's more people out there just mingling about.
So another component of this, and I'm sorry, it's just me being cynical about it, but it's there's an educational component to it. And there's a homework space. People can go in there and do homework.
Okay.
Right. You're gonna get your backpack full of, you're going to put your laptop in there and head down to Dinkytown to slam out some homework at the Kitty Cat Club.
Sure.
Why not?
Go upstairs for a burger at a mall across the street to Potbelly, get yourself a Sammy.
Yeah.
Come on over to the, what are we calling it? The public safety center? Public safety center.
Public safety center.
Yeah. Let's go hang out.
So it's going to be home. There's also going to be a component to this, home to the Youth Link Salami, the Youth Link Somali Elders Group. Not salami, very different. The Youth Link Somali Elders Group. And they're going to have some ambassadors there. The idea is if there, at least I would say on paper, the idea is that if there are some youth there and they're out raising heck, then maybe somebody in this public safety center can talk some sense into them. Is the idea they're going to walk outside and find some kids? Or is it that the kids will find their way into the public safety center and, hey, let's talk about education. Educate me about why I shouldn't be out running around raising hell.
Problem solved.
I don't know.
I mean, this seems like it has to be one of many steps, right?
Right.
As this certainly isn't the, well, we've got the public safety center.
It's all taken care of. Yep.
Problem solved.
Yep. Let's move on to other issues.
Yeah, I would. I mean, clearly we've heard from, you know, Minneapolis police, Chief O'Hara talking about crime issues in Dinkytown. U of M police, same
thing. And it's complicated from a jurisdictional standpoint because some of it's the city of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's U of M police. I know they've got a new president at the U of M, and she's said that this is one of the top priorities for her, as it should be from just a, I would say, from a public safety standpoint. You just don't want that being the thing that people associate with the U of M. And I'm sorry, but I think a lot of people on the outside looking in from greater Minnesota, and they look and hear anything about the U of M, and they're like, oh, Dinkytown. It's a war zone there.
Mm-hmm.
I drive through there pretty regularly. It's not a war zone, I can assure you that. But I also know enough stuff goes down on there on the weekends, and that if I had a kid going there, I would not feel particularly great about them being out and about there.
Yeah, and I mean, perception is the reality,
yes,
right? For anyone on the outside looking,
yes,
in, people look at downtown. How many times have we heard, how can you go downtown? That place is a hellhole.
Right.
It's not.
No.
It's not at all. There are a couple spots where you probably shouldn't be late at night, but you know, during the day, everything seems perfectly fine. And coming down for a ball game or a show or whatever, hardly ever a problem.
Right.
But you hear about a shooting in Minneapolis. You don't think South Minneapolis or North Minneapolis. When people from, you know, out of town think Minneapolis, they think the big buildings.
Yep.
They think downtown.
Think downtown.
So no matter where it is, and same thing with, you know, the U being right here in Minneapolis, well, must be where it's all happening, right?
And I'm positive. I don't know. This is just me spitballing here. But you tell me if somebody's thinking about coming in and going to a Gophers game, for instance. Football stadium's right there. It happens to be a night game. I guarantee there are some people who are deciding to not do that because of their perception of what Dinkytown is like.
Yeah,
guarantee
that's possible. I'm sure there's some.
I mean, I guarantee it.
Others might just because of the product on the field. Now,
well, that's
that
a whole nother
nice.
That's a whole nother story.
Wasn't nice. It
wasn't nice, but that's also we could do many a segment about that. But so a combination of factors maybe for Gophers attendance. But the point being, like, I just think there's such a PR problem for the U when it comes to Dinkytown, and having to just not have that be something that's in the news for them.
No, but. I mean, I like the fact that, okay, if you establish the safety center, if as you speak or as you said, you know, perhaps you get more officers that
yep.
are either in or around that area.
Yep.
You know, the visibility has to help.
For sure.
The visibility of just knowing, like I said, if there's people that are up to no good, maybe they think twice now.
Yep.
Or if there's people that don't really want to come to Dinkytown because they don't feel safe, maybe they think twice. Maybe, well, you know what? I can go around Dinkytown. I see more cops out here. I see more people
yep.
patrolling the streets.
Feel better about it.
Just more eyes out there. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense. Makes sense. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line, 651-461-9226. Have anything to say about this? You have a kid in Dinkytown. Do you feel safe with them going to the U of M? Love to hear if you've got thoughts. Would love to. Just got a comment in right now. Dinkytown is a no-go zone. Not because it's dangerous, because it's a boring-ass campus.
Well, that's not very nice.
It's not very nice at all.
I mean, Dinkytown isn't quite what it used to be, but it's not terrible.
I don't think it's – I think it's very – it seems very exciting to me, but
– You still got Al's breakfast.
Right?
Mm.
That's thanks for the comment. Got another one. My son lived 3 or 4 blocks from Dinkytown for several years. Some of his friends were robbed at gunpoint, had their phones taken. Buildings were broken into, computers stolen. I just could no longer recommend anyone going to University of Minnesota. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy Friday, friends. Hope you're getting ready to ease into the weekend. Got fun plans. Prep Friday, prep football tonight on a Friday. These showers that are going on right now should be gone by then. Going to be crisp this weekend. A little more feeling like fall out there. In fact, I heard Ari say in his news report a short time ago that some people might even be turning their furnaces on. Northern Minnesota, maybe. I'm going to wait. I'm not turning the old, that ain't happening for as long as possible. In fact, I'm guessing the air conditioning is still on in my house.
It's a point of pride for a lot of Minnesotans, which is a little silly, but it's nobody needs it.
For sure is.
And nobody needs it yet.
And I need to turn the air off. I'm a person of privilege. I do have air conditioning. Apologize for that, for those of you who don't. The allergies are terrible right now, so I'm running the air conditioning. Sorry.
Oh, you're soft, what are you telling me?
The ragweed
allergies.
Awful. Hey, listen, allergies are a real thing.
They are. No, I'm very lucky we are not an allergy house.
I never
love the windows open.
Used to be a seasonal allergy, hay fever type. And then at some point in my 30s, it just happened. And it sucks.
Ugh.
And I think one of my two kids has it too. And gets, he doesn't know what it is yet. Because that's the thing with the allergies, unless it's you don't always have the watery eyes, but you get the headache and you're like, what the heck's going on? And then take a look at the old allergy count and the ragweed's off the charts right now. And the only thing that'll kill it, the only thing that will make it go away is the crippling frost. And I'm not ready for that yet.
No, and we're getting back into the 80s next week.
Yes,
so you're going to have to wait a little while.
Yeah, it's going to be like mid-80s next week. So enjoy the couple days of cool weather. I'm happy because it's going to be good football weather, which is really the most important thing this time of year. The most important thing. Happening tonight in Dinky Town. It's actually happening in about 20 minutes. I don't know if you've got this is marked on your calendar, but the Public Safety Center is going to be opening.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. at the former Kitty Cat Club. Did you go to U of M?
I did.
Tell me about the Kitty Cat.
I never made it inside the Kitty Cat. I made it upstairs to Annie's Parlor quite a few times.
Yeah, and that's reopened, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's been open now for a little while.
Yep.
Do need to get over there. You would hear music going on in the Kitty Cat Club, stuff like that, but I was never feeling cool enough, I guess, to walk in.
No, you weren't feeling it?
No.
It was just a regular bar?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't like a, it was a strip bar, wasn't it?
No.
Okay.
No, it was.
Because I don't know. I didn't go to the U of M.
No, I think it was just kind of a, a hangout spot for the college kids.
Gotcha. Where did you hang out when you were in Dinky Town back in the
day? My dorm room by myself.
Yeah, you didn't go out?
I don't have friends.
Come on. The whole time?
I had a couple.
You never went to Dinky Town?
Blarney.
Okay.
Made a couple stops at Blarney.
Here we go.
Yeah,
let's
you'd go there, but... I was more of a kind of the other side of campus guy. So Sally's, a lot of Sally's.
Yeah.
And then they tore down Sally's and made the new Sally's. And now all of us that went to school in my era or before are still angry about the fact that they tore down old Sally's put in new Sally's. Because it's not the same.
Of course it's not the same. It's a nostalgia thing. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely get it. Well,
got that off my chest.
Good. Feel better?
No. It's still not the same.
It's still not the same. Dang it. So the old Kitty Cat Club is going to be a public safety center. And this is the answer for the crime problems that have been going on in Dinky Town. Well-documented crime problems, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, there's big robbery spree that happened. A number of people over. Let me double check that because I don't want to say the wrong. There have been all kinds of the fireworks things that people have seen.
Sure.
The people running around and insanely shooting fireworks at each other. All kinds of arrests that have gone on there. It's been very well documented. I can't find the stinking article in front of me right now about what it was that happened a couple weeks ago, but it doesn't matter. It's very well documented that the crime problem has been going on in Dinky Town. And so the solution is this public safety center, which will have educational. This is a part about it that I'm not buying. I'm sorry. There's going to be more police there. There will be police in that office and around there. And I know not everybody wants to hear that, but I don't know how you get things under control in this area unless you've got more police around. I'm sorry.
Yeah, visibility helps quite a bit.
It does. And it scares people off who shouldn't be doing things. And,
it also just makes people who are there for the right reasons
feel more comfortable.
And feel
more comfortable.
Able to be out. And you get more people. And what do you get?
Right.
Safety.
Right.
When there's more people out there just mingling about.
So another component of this, and I'm sorry, it's just me being cynical about it, but there's an educational component to it. And there's, I guess there's a homework space. People can go in there and do homework.
Okay.
Right. You're gonna get your backpack full of, you're going to put your laptop in there and head down to Dinky Town to slam out some homework at the Kitty Cat Club.
Sure. Why not? Go upstairs for a burger at a mall across the street to Potbelly, get yourself a Sammy.
Yeah.
Come on over to the, so what are we calling it? The Public Safety Center? Public Safety Center.
Public Safety Center.
Yeah. Let's go hang out.
So it's going to be home. There's also going to be a component to this, home to the Youth Link Salami, the Youth Link Somali Elders Group,
not salami, very different.
The Youth Link Somali Elders Group. And they're going to have some ambassadors there. The idea is if there, at least I would say on paper, the idea is that if there are some youth there and they're out raising heck, then maybe somebody in this public safety center can talk some sense into them. Is the idea they're going to walk outside and find some kids? Or is it that the kids will find their way into the public safety center? And, hey, let's talk about education. Educate me about why I shouldn't be out running around raising hell.
Problem solved.
I don't know.
I mean, this seems like it has to be one of many steps, right?
Right.
This certainly isn't we've got the public safety center.
It's all taken care of. Yep.
Problem solved.
Yep. Let's move on to other issues.
Yeah, clearly we've heard from, Minneapolis police, Chief O'Hara talking about crime issues in Dinky Town, U of M police, same thing.
It's complicated from a jurisdictional standpoint because some of it's the city of Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Some of it's U of M police. I know they've got a new president at the U of M, and she's said that this is one of the top priorities for her, as it should be from a public safety standpoint. You just don't want that being the thing that people associate with the U of M. And I'm sorry, but I think a lot of people on the outside looking in from greater Minnesota, and they look and hear anything about the U of M, and they're like, oh, Dinky Town. It's a war zone there.
Mm-hmm.
I drive through there pretty regularly. It's not a war zone, I can assure you that. But I also know enough stuff goes down on there on the weekends, and that if I had a kid going there, I would not feel particularly great about them being out and about there.
Yeah, and I mean, perception is the reality, right? For anyone on the outside looking in, people look at downtown. How many times have we heard, how can you go downtown? That place is a hellhole.
Right.
It's not.
No.
It's not at all. There are a couple spots where you probably shouldn't be late at night, but during the day, everything seems perfectly fine. And coming down for a ball game or a show or whatever, hardly ever a problem.
Right.
But you hear about a shooting in Minneapolis, you don't think South Minneapolis or North Minneapolis. When people from, out of town think Minneapolis, they think the big buildings.
Yep.
They think downtown. So no matter where it is, and same thing with, the U being right here in Minneapolis, well, must be where it's all happening, right?
And I'm positive. I don't know. This is just me spitballing here, but you tell me if somebody's thinking about coming in and going to a Gophers game, for instance. Football stadium's right there. It happens to be a night game. I guarantee there are some people who are deciding to not do that because of their perception of what Dinky Town is like.
Yeah,
guarantee
that's possible. I'm sure there's some.
I mean, I guarantee it.
Others might just because of the product on the field. Now,
well, that's a
that
whole
nother
nice. That's a whole nother story. It wasn't nice, but that's also we could do many a segment about that. But so a combination of factors maybe for Gophers attendance. But the point being, I just think there's such a PR problem for the U when it comes to Dinky Town, and having to just not have that be something that's in the news for them.
No, but. I mean, I like the fact that, if you establish a safety center, as you said, perhaps you get more officers that are either in or around that area.
Yep.
The visibility has to help.
For sure.
The visibility of just knowing, like I said, if there's people that are up to no good, maybe they think twice now.
Yep.
Or if there's people that don't really want to come to Dinky Town because they don't feel safe, maybe they think twice. Maybe, well, you know what? I can go around Dinkytown. I see more cops out here. I see more people patrolling the streets.
Feel better about it.
Just more eyes out there. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense. Makes sense. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line, 651-461-9226. Have anything to say about this? You have a kid in Dinkytown. Do you feel safe with them going to the U of M? Love to hear if you've got thoughts. Would love to. Just got a comment in right now. Dinkytown is a no-go zone. Not because it's dangerous, because it's a boring-ass campus.
Well, that's not very nice.
It's not very nice at all.
I mean, Dinkytown isn't quite what it used to be, but it's not terrible.
I don't think it's – I think it's very – it seems very exciting to me, but
– You still got Al's breakfast.
Right?
Mm.
That's just that, thanks for the comment. Got another one. My son lived 3 or 4 blocks from Dinkytown for several years. Some of his friends were robbed at gunpoint, had their phones taken. Buildings were broken into, computers stolen. I just could no longer recommend anyone going to University of Minnesota. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who feel that way.
A lot of people feel that way. So StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. We'll be right back. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Lindis Construction Time Check. Time right now is 1:54. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing. What a great song that was. Singles soundtrack, I believe.
Okay.
Believe. Yes.
We'll go with it.
Set in beautiful Seattle. Used to live in Seattle for a minute. Worked in TV there for 5 years.
Did you enjoy Seattle?
I did enjoy Seattle, but I didn't feel it was a great place to have kids. I think it would have been fun to be a single in Seattle during that genre, which was, I think the movie was set kind of when the whole grunge thing was taken off. And that was a little bit with the movie.
Did winters bother you?
Yes.
Gray and wet?
Honestly, horrid.
That's what I know somebody who lives in Seattle, and she hates it specifically for that reason, because of, you know, here you get snow.
Yep.
The snow is mostly dry as it falls. But Seattle, she's like, you spend 5 months of the year cold and wet.
It's not.
You cannot dry off.
Five is a generous description. It's more like 9.
Oh.
It honestly is really, to me, only really nice in Seattle from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
That sounds like a lovely place.
But when she's beautiful, she's beautiful. But you don't see Mount Rainier every day. And maybe that's what makes it more special, too, because a lot of times it's just in the clouds. You just don't. And it's damp, dank, cold. It's not cold like it gets here. It's just always.
It's cold enough where you get the rain and the cold, right, and you're just shivering.
Seattle itself rarely gets snow because Puget Sound kind of controls the weather a little bit more around. In fact, this is funny that we had a snowstorm 1 year when I was working there, and Minnesotans, like, you're gonna laugh. This is the dumbest thing I ever heard. We're on the air straight through from like 4 a.m. until 7 o'clock at night.
Live storm coverage.
Live storm coverage. No commercials.
What?
Yes. People lost their minds. They were sledding down the giant hills on mattresses. And it was like the whole city has snow day. They don't have snow days there.
Yeah.
I don't even think they have like 2 snow plows in the entire fleet. Like, it just doesn't snow there.
It's like when they get a dusting in, you know, southwest part of the country or something like that. Just pack it up for a few days.
It was crazy. And it was quite a bit of snow, too. It was fun, though. Actually, it's kind of cool to be there, part of that moment. I have some of you reaching out, stylesfinancial.com, talking text line about the Dinkytown situation we were talking about. Dinkytown is a dump. They need to clean it up. Spot on, until leaders are willing to hold criminals accountable for their actions. It's only going to get worse. Have people here who have and somebody agrees with you, Dave, on Sally's. The old timers like the old Sally's, not the new one.
New Sally's is nothing. Nothing on the old Sally's.
And that's the final word on that. There you go. Are we getting enough sleep? Probably not. And we're going to talk to the doctor who's helping the twins sleep this year. Insert your jokes now. It's still had News Talk 830 WCCO. Lindis Construction Time Check. Time right now is 1:54. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing. What a great song that was. Singles soundtrack, I believe.
Okay.
Believe. Yes.
We'll go with it.
Set in beautiful Seattle. Used to live in Seattle for a minute. Worked in TV there for 5 years.
Did you enjoy Seattle?
I did enjoy Seattle, but I didn't feel it was a great place to have kids. I think it would have been fun to be a single in Seattle during that genre, which was, I think the movie was set kind of when the whole grunge thing was taken off, and that was a little bit with the movie.
Did winters bother you?
Yes.
Gray and wet?
Honestly, horrid.
That's what, I know somebody who lives in Seattle, and she hates it specifically for that reason, because of, you know, here you get snow.
Yep.
The snow is mostly dry as it falls, and but Seattle, she's like, you spend 5 months of the year cold and wet.
It's not.
You cannot dry off.
Five is a generous description. Yeah. It's more like nine.
Oh.
It honestly is really, to me, only really nice in Seattle from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
That sounds like a lovely place.
But when she's beautiful, she's beautiful. But you don't see Mount Rainier every day. And maybe that's what makes it more special, too, because a lot of times it's just in the clouds. You just don't. And it's damp, dank, cold. It's not cold like it gets here. It's just always.
It's cold enough where you get the rain and the cold, right, and you're just shivering.
Seattle itself rarely gets snow because Puget Sound kind of controls the weather a little bit more around. In fact, this is funny that we had a snowstorm 1 year when I was working there, and Minnesotans, like, you're going to laugh. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. We're on the air straight through from like 4 in the morning until 7 o'clock at night.
Live storm coverage?
Live storm coverage. No commercials.
What?
Yes. People lost their minds. They were sledding down the giant hills on mattresses, and it was like the whole city has snow day. They don't have snow days there.
Yeah.
I don't even think they have. They have like two snow plows in the entire fleet. Like, it just doesn't snow there.
It's like when they get a dusting in, you know, southwest part of the country or something,
yeah,
like that. Just,
yeah,
pack it up for a few days.
It was crazy. And it was quite a bit of snow, too. It was fun, though. Actually, it's kind of cool to be there, part of that moment. I have some of you reaching out, stylesfinancial.com, talking text line about the Dinky Town situation we were talking about. Dinky Town is a dump. They need to clean it up. Spot on. Until leaders are willing to hold criminals accountable for their actions, it's only going to get worse. Have people here who have. Oh, and somebody agrees with you, Dave, on Sally's. The old timers. The old timers like the old Sally's, not the new one.
New Sally's is nothing. Nothing on the old Sally's.
And that's the final word on that. There you go. Are we getting enough sleep? Probably not. And we're going to talk to the doctor who's helping the twins sleep this year. Insert your jokes now. It still had News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.